reading to you from 1 Corinthians, 1st chapter, 27th verse. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the base things of the world, and the despised God has chosen, the things that are not, that he might nullify the things that are, that no man should boast before God. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, and I gave my heart to Christ over 55 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then, 1 year later, God called me to preach, and boy, howdy, my life has never been the same. I'm telling you, folks, every Christian should have a job. Oh, yes. The gospel is not just for preachers and missionaries. It's for everyone that knows Christ. We ought to be a witness. We ought to be soul winners. You say, well, I'm not very smart. Well, neither am I. But I can still lead a soul to Christ because that's what God called me to do. Well, listen, be with you for a half hour night. Won't you kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour you a glass of iced tea or maybe a lemonade. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? Friends, if you have your Bibles with you, will you turn with me to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and let's begin reading with the 5th verse. That's 3rd chapter of Proverbs, and let's begin reading with the 5th verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. I want to ask you, I label this getting on the right path. I want to ask you, dear friends, have you ever been lost? I mean out in the woods or somewhere? Now, I'm telling you, it's a terrible feeling. My wife and I went fishing years ago over in near Longview, Washington, with my boss and his wife. Well, we walked along the sand and beach and we walked over there and went out on a bunch of rocks, and we went fishing. Wow, here comes a tide about 2 hours later, and we could not go back the same way. So we had to go up over this mountain. I mean, it was probably, 2,000 or 3,000 feet up. And they said, well, they're going to stay a fish while. So I told my wife, let's get out of here. I don't like to be out here in the dark. We walked up there, and the brush was so thick, we actually walked on top of the brush. And all of a sudden, we are totally lost. We don't know which way to go, and there's about a 1,000-foot bank cliff, might add, right there somewhere. And I used to smoke, and I had a cigarette lighter. And I flicked that lighter, and I saw this little trail. My wife and I, we jumped on this trail. And then we slid down this huge mountain in the rocks. We took the seat of our britches right out. But that was a frustrating experience. You know what? Discovering God's direction is one of the smartest things that you'll ever do if you're born again. Well, life's greatest goal is God. And finding God's will and doing it is our purpose. That's right. You and I. Listen, you could have went to seminary for 10 years and you went to Bible college and you could have studied for your PhD and all that stuff. But I want you to know, dear friends, if you find the will of God, you're one of the smartest persons in the business. Not too many Christians have truly found the will of God in their lives. You know, I used to go to some big churches in Georgia. We had big choirs, you know. Well, do you know what? We had some people in there that could just sing up a storm, but they never let them sing. No, it wasn't because they didn't like them. It's just they had so many talented people in church, they couldn't use them. Oh, what a waste of talent. You know what? Listen, have you ever heard someone say, I don't have any talents? Well, I got news for you. The reason you don't have any talents is because you haven't been using the one God gave you when he saved you. Oh, that's right. If you use the one talent he gives you and work on it, he'll give you another one. And then he'll give you another one. And then he'll give you another. And pretty soon you're going to be so busy, you don't know where you're at. Well, how can we find the will of God and do it? Well, I tell you what. Solomon had a four-word solution. That's it. Just four words. Note the four words. Trust, lean on, and acknowledge. These four words lead to the center of God's will. Now, what did he say? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't be half-hearted, Christian. With all your heart. Now, let me give you a little example. As I told you, my stepmother used to beat me and abuse me when I was a little fella. And I'll tell you right now, it was tough to take. Well, when I accepted Christ when I was 30 years old, I thought, now listen to me, now don't get excited, but I thought that I'd fully forgiven her. Well, I find out later I hadn't fully forgiven her. So how did God deal with that? Well, very simple. I had a terrible dream one night. Oh, my stars, it was awful. If you'd have put a gun to my head, I couldn't tell you today what that dream was about. All I know is my stepmother was in it, and it was terrible. I woke up sitting on the side of my bed, and I was sobbing. My wife said, Cease, what's the matter? I said, oh, I had a terrible dream about my stepmother. Well, so the next morning, I get on the phone and I call my sister in California and I said, Betty, I've got to call Mary. She said, what? You two hate each other. I said, well, I don't hate Mary. But all right, I'll give her the phone number, but I don't know why you want to talk to her. So I called her on the phone and this little old, she must have been probably 90 years old. Hello? I said, Mary? Yes. Who is this? I said, Cecil. Cecil Moe? Yes. What do you want? And I thought just for a split second. I said, Mary, I wanted to call you and tell you I love you. And I forgive you for all the things that I'm sorry that we never could make it together. And I'm sorry. Now, you know, friend, she never did tell me she was sorry. But she didn't have to. I mean, it just helped me to beat the band. Well, a few years later, our class of 42 was having a reunion in the Dalles High School. Well, my wife was a realtor and she couldn't get away. So I flew out and rented me a car in Portland Airport and drove up the Columbia River. Oh, I still I love that drive. And you know what? Now, this is true. Don't laugh at me. But all of a sudden, it was just like the Lord said, are you going to go see Mary? Why, I sure hadn't planned on it. I really hadn't. Well, so I said, okay, I'll go, but I want to see my classmates. But I went there. She lived in Duper, beautiful home there in Duper. And I got about a mile from that place, I started shaking like a leaf. I sure did. I was frightened. I remember all the heartaches and all the tears that I shed when she used to beat me and lock me in the basement and stuff like that. Well, when I got to the house, I went and knocked on the door, and I was kind of hoping that she wouldn't be there. But pretty soon I heard a clump, 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 and I knew it was a walker. And she opened the door, and my stars, She was all bent over. She used to be a very beautiful woman. Old gray-headed lady. I said, Mary? Because I didn't recognize her. She said, yes. I went and I threw my arms around her and I kissed her and I hugged her. Oh, dear friends, you know what happened. All the heartaches, all the tears just vanished. Oh, we had such a wonderful visit. I tried my dead level best to introduce her to Jesus, but she belonged to a religion that didn't preach salvation, and I could never reach her. But the thought was, I did what I was supposed to do. Now, trust launches a personal relationship with God. To trust is to believe. It is to have faith. Now, that was Paul's answer to the Philippian jailer, remember? When the jailer ran in there and he said, and they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your household. Did it happen? Sure enough did. Why, my stars, in the morning that old jailer wouldn't clean up their wounds. He'd beat the tar out of them. And he said, brethren, would you come to my home and talk to my family? And Paul and Silas said, sure we will. They had no ill feeling toward him. They went over there, and they introduced his family to Christ. Believe it or not, this is midnight, and they all got baptized. Not to be saved, but because they have been saved. Well, salvation is by faith alone. Now here's what it says in Romans 5:1. Therefore, having being justified by faith, we have the peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, grace makes this possible. And I read in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace you are saved through faith, that not yourself. It is a gift. Did you hear me? A gift from God, not of works, lest any man should boast. See, salvation, you can't work for it, you can't earn it, you can't buy it. God gives you that gift. And the only way you can accept that gift is by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's the only way you can get it. Now, faith brings everlasting life starting immediately. And I read it, excuse me, John 3:36. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. See, I always preach the love of God, but listen, there is a wrath. There certainly is. Lean not on thine own understanding. Those who know themselves find their own understanding a broken reed which, if they lean upon it, will fail. That was old Matthew Henry said that. Our understanding of all things is limited to our intelligence or experience. Now listen to this. God's understanding is far above that of all people. And I read in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. Well, we discover the wisdom of God is in the Scriptures. Now, the Scriptures made David wiser than his teachers. And I read in Psalm 119:99, I have more insight than all my teachers, for their testimonies are my meditation. Well, we find God through Bible study and prayer, and no step well prayed over will bring ultimate regret. Oh, listen, friends, I believe in prayer. Oh, I sure do. You know, folks, I don't know, but this last few years, I've seen more prayer answered, and it isn't because I'm smart or anything like that, but God does answer prayer. If you pray and pray for something and it never happens, you need to check up. You need to check up and see if you got some unconfessed sin. And if you do, confess it, turn from it, and he'll forgive you, and he'll He'll help you with it. How many times we've prayed in our prayers seem to get just to the ceiling, and that's as far as it goes. But you know, friends, there's time when we pray that it went right straight through to heaven. Oh, yes, they did. Well, it said that all thy ways acknowledge him. To acknowledge the Lord in all things is full surrender to him. Friends, he doesn't want a partial surrender. He wants a 100% surrender. You know that's the thing why Paul was so successful. Oh, my stars, he sold out to the Lord, lock, stock, and barrel. And the morning I was saved, I really felt that I'd surrendered everything I had because I was such an awful sinner, I thought. And I was. Now, if you don't believe me, ask my wife. I was a bad dude. But this wonderful Savior, of course, you've heard me say this a lot of times, I never thought that God could love an alcoholic. I honestly didn't. But if you're an alcoholic tonight, I'm here to tell you, or a prostitute, or a drug addict, or a whoremonger, or a homosexual, or a lesbian, if you will acknowledge your sin, turn your back on it, repent, he'll forgive it all. He certainly will. We have three or four churches here in Denver that have homosexual pastors. Now, you know they're wrong. Now, I'm not being judgmental. Take the word of God. They're wrong. And they said God made them the way they are. That's not true. God didn't make me an alcoholic. I made myself an alcoholic. I never started out to be one, but that's how I ended up. Acknowledge the Lord in every thought and word, and acknowledge the Lord on the job and at home. You need to acknowledge the Lord when days are dark or bright. You know what? It's awfully hard to pray when you're going through some problems, deep problems. Now, some of you right tonight are losing your home, or you've lost your job, or you lost your car, or you've lost a loved one, and you're in depression, and you're worried. Well, worry is sin. It don't do you a bit of good to worry. You can't change a jot or a tittle. But acknowledge the Lord. And you know what, friends? God wants you to go to him in prayer and talk to him about it. He wants you to confess what your problem is and ask him to help you to seek the solution. He'll do it. Acknowledge the Lord when with saints or sinners. Well, friends, in conclusion, God's direction doesn't guarantee perfection. Now, God's promise for guidance doesn't make us infallible. Our very errors will be overruled to produce greater humility. But we are sinners, saved by grace, yet led by God from place to place. Hey, listen, friends. It's a privilege to get in on God's plan. Let me ask you, have you begun by faith that brings salvation? Have you decided to trust God totally for direction? Have you surrendered completely to the Father's will? Well, you know, friends, I got to tell you something, and I hope you don't laugh at me, but years and years ago, when I was going to Bible college in Riverside, California, I used to roof at daytime because I had a family, and I'd go to school at night. Well, this roofing company sent me out to Hemet, California. Man, oh man, oh man, it was a long way from Riverside. They raised onions out there and a lot of wild birds. But anyway, I was out there, it was a Grange Hall, and it was out there all by itself, miles from any house. And this Grange Hall was surrounded by a huge wheat field. Now I'm up there just slapping on shingles and singing probably "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And it was just like the Lord just, "Stop, Cecil, stop." So I put my axe down. And it was just like, no, God didn't speak to my heart, but this impression came in my heart. Look out over those wheat fields. And I did. And it was just like the Lord said, "You used to be a wheat farmer. You know what's inside of those wheat, those heads. And there's grain inside of them. And in those grain, represents millions and millions of precious souls. I began to cry. I sure did. And I said, oh, God, I'm just a peon. I'm a nobody. How in the world could I speak to millions of people? Well, I have been on radio for 35 years all over the United States, halfway around the world. And I've been on TVs for a long, long time. But that's not it. I can't go anymore because I'm old. But my money can send people. Oh, yes, I've got 3 or 4 evangelists that I help support that are doing a tremendous, fantastic job. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to ever-living creature. Go out in the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. That's what we're supposed to do. Beloved, are you doing it? The direction of the Lord will bring purpose and joy. However, this is only for those who have been born again. Now listen, you say, Cecil, I don't know if I'm going to heaven. Well, if you don't know, then you sure aren't, because the Bible said, this is written that you may know that you pass in death and alive. Now, if you're not a born-again believer, and you feel a little old tugging at your heart, would you like to know Jesus tonight? He said, behold, he stands with outstretched arms and say, come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. He knows, he sees those tears. He knows you've lived a wasted life, but you want to change. Now here's a prayer that you can pray. But oh, please, beloved, don't pray this unless you mean it. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all the things I've done to you and to others. Tonight, Lord, I'm asking you to come into my heart and save me for Jesus' sake. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. Oh, I won't use your name on the air, and I sure won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. I don't do that. Don't care where you go to church, but oh, beloved, I am concerned where you spend eternity. It's important that you go to a church that's Christ-honoring. Oh, yes. Don't go to these cults. Well, friends, if you can't afford that call, you call me collect, and I'll accept it. 303-471-8534.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. Heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low. And listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Brother, listen in to the glory land chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Get a little taste of joy awaiting. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on. Heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low. And listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Well, friends, for the past half an hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moon. I want to thank you so much for listening. Oh, I'll never go down in history as being a great orator, a great preacher. Oh, but beloved, I do love Jesus. 55 years ago, he reached down the gutter and saved this old drunk. And I just want to share that with everybody. You say, well, Cecil, are you a great soul winner? No. But I am a soul winner. I wished every Christian in the world would try to reach one person for Christ. Remember, if you've got a born-again testimony, and you know John 3:16, that's enough. Of course, you need more, but you can get away with it. Study your word. Pray. Go out and tell people about Jesus. Pray for holy boldness, because basically we're all cowards. So am I. Pray for holy boldness. Pray for my wife and I for our health. And pray for our prison ministries. Oh, how I love that. Pray that God will give us the desire and the joy and areas of joy in soul winning. Well, until it's time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up, for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.